Hello and welcome to another episode of Big Sad Fun, a sports podcast. My name is James Johnson and I'm here with my co-host,
Edward Dickey.
Edward, how are you doing today?
Doing right, how are you?
We have a special guest with us today.
Yes, we do.
As often is the case, in fact is only the case, you have brought the special guest.
And I'm apparently the booker for this show. Today we have a guy, I'm going to go ahead and say a future high school basketball coach.
All right.
Currently a AAU coach for the Skills Factory. Here in Atlanta.
Okay.
And a guy who I coach church league basketball with, which he is definitely overqualified for, Cameron Adams.
Hey, everybody.
Cameron, welcome, man.
Appreciate it, man. Thanks for having me.
So tell us a little bit about what you do, man. Like, tell us about your coaching skills, your...
I got him into this.
Yeah, I was going to say, it all started because of this guy. We were working at this, like, restaurant together, and obviously we would talk about basketball, sports all the time, football, and he was like, hey, there's this league at this church I go to, do you want to coach with me? And that's literally how it all started.
It's pretty much exactly
as far as the coaching aspect.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
We were the only two males under 30, and he would get there early, and I noticed that he was watching SportsCenter on his phone, and I was like, all right, I have someone to talk sports with. Thank God, because I'm losing my mind.
That's awesome. So we are going to talk. Our big today is going to be the NBA playoffs and what's going on with that. We'll talk a little bit about what's sad about that here in just a minute. But before we get to that, let's talk about what is huge in the playoffs. You guys been watching the games?
Of course.
Oh, yeah.
What is what's on fire, man? Talk to me.
I mean, as we were kind of talking before this, one thing I've kind of enjoyed seeing is all the younger players. You know, when you have all of the old guys on one team and they don't make it, like the Lakers, it kind of frees it out so you can watch a little Luka Doncic and Ja Morant.
Right, right.
As a Warriors fan, what are you thinking of Ja
Morant?
Whoa,
you're
right
a
now?
Warriors fan?
I am, man. Not,
so, is that a recent development? As of 2015?
No. It's not. No bandwagon over here. I think he can attest to that. I wouldn't say it's bandwagon.
Do you know who Chris Mullin is?
I do know Chris Mullin.
Okay, all right, then you're good. You're
Tim
good.
Hardaway, Mitch Richmond. We
know
all of them.
All right, good.
We know all of them.
I've always thought you're more of a fan of players, and you follow players.
As I get older, I'm like more of a fan of players, but like when I was really into basketball deeply, it was like the Warriors.
How'd you become a Warriors fan?
So I've been watching Steph since like Davidson.
Okay.
See what I'm saying about being a fan of players?
Yeah,
but,
no, it's awesome.
But I've grown to love the culture of what they, you know, what they show on the court.
Yeah, absolutely, so, yeah. Yes, one of the best run organizations, I think, in all sports. So
easily.
That's pretty amazing.
It's where you go to learn team basketball. It's
there
like
you go.
Iteration
yeah.
of the Spurs in a way.
Yeah. I like that a lot, yeah. I'm a guy who does the follow the fan or follow the player guy. You know, I'm a LeBron guy. Before that, I was an Iverson guy. Before that, I was a Michael guy.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
No, I think the NBA is kind of built toward doing something.
So
like,
I usually
at least
like
now it is.
It is
I
now.
Really
yeah.
Now.
I like players, but I will always love the Hawks just because I'm an Atlanta guy, and those are the games I can go to.
And I'm starting to get that way because Trey is my new guy, the guy that's going to take over for LeBron in my mind.
But hold on,
in my fandom.
Let's roll back a little bit. What are your thoughts on Ja Morant and the Grizzlies?
I love Ja Morant and the Grizzlies. Like how can you not like what they're doing? They're young, they're hungry, and then they're testing one of the best teams over the last like decade.
Absolutely, yeah. Jaw's just insane.
He's crazy.
And, I mean, I will say though, man, with I think Steph's about to drop 47 on him.
I think
Jaw's been running his mouth a little bit.
Man, rightfully so, man.
He just
dropped 47.
I don't think that's running your mouth. I think that's just talking truth.
I don't think there's anything wrong with what Ja Morant's doing, but I do think that there's a bear that you can poke with Steph. I mean, Steph Curry seems like a very happy-go-lucky guy, but
he's a silent assassin.
He is.
Yes.
Yeah,
people don't understand
that.
He really lives up to that name.
But, yeah, so what do you – I mean, we'll just start with that series. What's your prediction for that?
Before the series started, I have the Warriors in six.
Okay.
What is the count right now?
It's 1-1.
Okay.
Grizzlies just took the last game. Warriors got the first game, and Draymond got – obviously, he got ejected that first game.
That's typical.
It's been some controversial things in both
absolutely.
Games.
Yeah.
I will say, man, like, what Steph Curry has to have is the enforcer, and Draymond is a great enforcer.
Man, he is literally perfect for that team.
Yeah.
I don't know how successful he is if he's on another team, but just that organization and
absolutely,
those shooters, those players around him, like they take his game to heist. He's yeah. also one of the smartest basketball players.
He
in the league,
is. Yeah, so. He knows the game.
He has the persona, which I think is different than his actual. Like he has this persona of just being a big tough guy, like big dumb tough guy. But he knows what he's
nah,
doing.
No, he definitely knows what's going on.
He's a fantastic player. Sorry, I keep turning my head and getting away from the microphone.
No, that's all fine. Yeah, as long as you're in or near, you'll be fine. You'll be fine.
Gotcha.
All right, so you said you had the Warriors in six. Do you still yes. feel good about that? Or
I 100% feel good about
okay,
that.
Okay, all right.
He says
I've been paying attention to like sports media. After that last game.
Yeah.
And I know the big thing, you know, the big news story was the Dylan Brooks.
Yeah.
Flagrant foul or flagrant two. I don't think people actually watched the game. And what I mean by that is the Warriors did not play a great game, yeah. and they literally were in the game. They only lost by a couple points.
Right.
And it took Ja Morant's 47 points
right.
to win the
game.
It
took a bit
so,
of a miracle there.
Yeah.
And that speaks well to the Warriors and their,
exactly.
their what's going forward.
They literally made like seven threes. And
I mean,
they still
yeah.
was in the
That's
game.
That's like a first quarter for Steph usually. So.
I'm definitely very confident in like
okay,
my
good.
Pick.
All right.
Sure. I saw a great tweet about Ja Morant like being wide open with Draymond not checking him. And it's like, can you imagine if someone would play defense like this on Trae Young?
Yeah, that is true. Well, I do have an issue with the Trae Young, Ja Morant thing.
They're very different players. So
yeah.
yeah.
It's sports media is interesting to me, but we can get into that.
Well,
later.
They got to create something to talk about, you know. It's just the way kind of sports media works.
They
That's
do,
how we work.
It's
we're sports
it's the
media.
Fact that
– Yeah, you're now a part of sports media.
That is true. It's the fact that Ja Morant is now looked at as – a superstar,
yeah.
and rightfully so, like he's doing
yeah,
crazy
absolutely.
Things. But I've heard people say that, since Trae Young lost that series to Miami, he is nowhere near a superstar. And when last year
he was
a couple games going
away
from the
right?
finals,
yeah. no,
and he
right.
dominated the playoffs. So that's just one thing that
I will
understand.
Say. They defended him, and we'll talk more about the Hawks in a second. But let's wait
yeah,
on that
yeah,
and
yeah,
come
yeah.
back to that. So
how quickly we almost jumped into the next topic.
Yeah, I know, right? Well, we're always gravitating towards some Atlanta team around here with you
well,
on the mic.
It's you know, it's what it's the lens I view everything through is what I'm a fan of.
Obviously. So, what about the rest of the teams in the playoffs? What other matchups are you guys looking at that jump out to you?
Of course, once you bring it up, all knowledge of who's playing just comes flooding out of my brain.
I think the Suns series is pretty much over. Suns and
yeah.
Mavericks.
Yeah.
I believe in Luka. I just think they need to build a better team around.
That's a
yeah, I agree.
That,
with that
was a series I thought was gonna be better.
Why?
Because
the Suns have been
like,
the Suns have been consistent all
been,
season
they've
long.
Been,
they've been the best team really in the league all year.
They have,
but I kind of thought Luka was gonna be able to take it over.
Yeah, he's not LeBron, man.
Well, and
regardless of what the sports media might be telling you,
I think more in the modern. I don't think any one guy can really like win a championship. And also with that,
yeah, you need four other guys on the court at least, right?
Yes, but every player is going to need help, and I don't know if they really have that
yeah.
down there yet.
Yeah,
I mean they have good players, but it's a similar situation. But I thought that he would make it more of a series than it has been.
I will say this: Phoenix did what they were supposed to do, right?
Yes.
Yeah,
like they won the first two games.
They
home
won.
Court
they won,
advantage.
Won two games at home. Yeah.
We'll
yeah.
see what happens in game three.
Right.
But just the like how good
how
Phoenix
feels
is playing.
Right now. Yeah.
How much like they're the best team. They play the best team basketball.
I 100% agree with that, man. Phoenix is
yeah.
a great team.
I think they're like the most traditional team in the league in terms of you got the traditional point guard,
uh-huh,
you got the
uh-huh.
two guard who is like the scorer.
Yeah.
You got the center who is like the roller, you know, pick
yeah.
and roll type of guy, and then you got. Mikal Bridges, he's like the best defender in the league.
Yeah.
The only position that's out of place is Jay Crowder because he's not a traditional
right.
four.
Right, right.
But
they look good. I mean, that's
four out of five is pretty good.
No, for sure. No, for sure. For sure.
Absolutely. So and we've got Memphis playing Dallas. And we're pretty much all agreed that – I'm not Memphis, I'm sorry. We got the Suns playing Dallas, mm-hmm. and we all agree the Suns are going to move on from
for
there.
For sure. I'll give the Mavericks one game.
So
yeah,
you're saying a gentleman sweep?
I say so.
How do we feel about the Celtics-Bucks matchup?
This
was the one that was most interesting to me going
yeah.
into this round.
This is a – I mean, I think the Celtics are very good, but, I mean, that's still a defending champs.
Right, yeah.
And largely the exact same team.
Yeah.
They so are missing Middleton,
almost,
which hurts.
Yeah, I was trying to
yeah,
remember
that,
who
yeah,
they were missing.
They did lose Middleton.
But, I mean, it's been really hard to pick against the Bucks
yeah.
in the East. I feel like they're going to the championship. But the way Boston is playing is great. It's just the difference between Giannis and KD.
Yeah.
Giannis is like that brute force
mm-hmm.
type of guy where you can't really stop him from doing what you know what he wants to do.
Yeah,
eventually he's going to have a very efficient game, and he's going to just have his fingerprints all over the game. So,
what do you do in a situation like that where you have a player who can do whatever they want on the court? How do you beat a team like that? I mean, what is Boston doing right now that they've got a game on them?
I think as hard as this is, you got to keep them out the paint as much as possible, right?
Yeah.
And they did a good job of that in game two. You kind of got to wall up and treat them how they did KD, but more so in the paint and force them to shoot those in the post fadeaways or those kind of mid-range shots where he's
percentage,
not that efficient.
Right, yeah.
He's gotten better.
A chance that he's going to miss it, though, right, where he's not going to miss under the basket, right? Yeah.
So just keep, you know, touching him up a little bit, make it a little more physical and kind of frustrate him. But other than that, it's really not too much you can do to the guy.
No.
He's too big and moves too fast, man. Yeah. Like I do love that Shaq now says – That's him if he was in the league now. It's like Shaq, buddy, you could never move.
He could move. His rookie year,
if he took care of his body and stayed lean, then I understand it.
Yes. By the time he got to the Lakers, he was just a big old.
This man was a star. He wasn't worried about any of that.
Exactly. Yeah, and he's still working championships. So I mean, with LA.
But I mean, I will say that probably the closest thing to Shaq in today's NBA is probably Giannis.
Yeah,
that's a fair comparison.
Yeah, I would say that.
But I mean, he's just.
How's Giannis from the free throw? How's Giannis from the free throw line? I don't know.
I mean, he's way better than Shaq. He definitely got better.
I'm way better than Shaq. Yeah, I mean, come on.
He got better. Like I said, he's improved his shooting, his free throw shooting. It's still an area of concern for him. So, sure.
But, I mean, that's kind of the case with most kind of bigs.
Yeah. So, well, and they can fix that when he gets to L.A. anyway, right? I mean, that's...
They need something.
I just don't know how Milwaukee's going to keep him.
No, unless he just has loyalty. Unless he's just going to be overly loyal, right?
It's not a great city.
Milwaukee?
But you got to understand his upbringing. I don't think he cares about it.
Yeah, that's the other thing.
But I feel like all that upbringing kind of goes out the window once you go visit L.A.
But look, he won a championship, right?
Yeah.
So why would I leave this to go to dysfunctional LA? He doesn't care about the LA lifestyle.
Yeah, I mean,
at least from
what
I get from what he says
and everything he's saying, he sounds like he's very happy in Milwaukee, and I maybe the
I
only
mean,
one
he,
but
I don't think he leaves.
I think it's gonna take a
you think he stays?
Yeah, I don't think he leaves unless literally he has like 3-4 seasons in a row where it's just bad basketball.
Yeah,
it's gonna take a boatload of money to keep him though. I mean,
he's getting his money.
He's getting his money, and he's getting more from the Bucks than he can ever get from
that
LA.
That is true,
the way the contracts work.
Yeah, that's it's actually very true. Yeah. He will also be able to keep
more
in his
pocket. That's the incentive. Yeah, absolutely. He will. California state tax.
I just think the Lakers situation is so bad.
It is.
Why would anybody want to go there? It's the same as the Knicks.
But like,
it's becoming that way, right?
Yeah. I mean, I'm thinking more like in 3 years.
I still think the situation.
We'll see.
Will be
yeah,
bad.
We'll see what the situation is like. But right now, I mean, you brought up the Knicks. I think they're and this, I'll bring throw in my Cowboys here too. You got these
he's
like
all, he's
old
also
school.
A Cowboys fan.
Cowboys
that's
fan.
What I'm talking about. I knew I liked this guy.
Unfortunately,
so unfortunately, exactly. I wish I wasn't sometimes. But yeah, exactly. I think I'll throw those teams in together with a bunch of other teams who like these old like legendary old school teams that were really good a long time ago, who are still trying to function like. They are the cream of the crop, and there's a lot of dysfunction in all of those franchises.
And it's not just the players. It's like
exactly.
the top of the organization.
No, it starts at the
well.
Very top and trickles down. Absolutely.
Speaking
I think
of, your guy was in a car crash.
Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah, he was doing all right. That too.
I heard he's okay, but
he's like 800 years old, man.
Yeah. Well, he's who knows? And he was sick the other day, too. Like, he's on his last, this might be his last run here. I don't know. Well, last couple of years here.
Good luck to him.
Oh, God.
But I mean, we've gotten off topic here, but
we are never on topic. We're talking.
All
right. Well, let's.
It's going to be interesting to see what the Lakers because they're going to have to do something.
Yeah.
To fix
and
that.
They will.
And
they will.
Like,
They'll do something
think,
big and dramatic and something that's just as dysfunctional.
I don't think Genie Buss is going to stand for this.
Yeah.
you got to get Russell Westbrook out of there.
You got to.
But he really
but also,
has
like,
no
have,
trade value.
And you have no
time.
Picks.
Because of his contract. That is true. You have no
and
picks.
And they brought in Phil to help find a coach for him. So I don't know what that looks like and what he even.
Well, if. I mean, what happened? Like, what do you think happened to Russell?
Look, they.
He wasn't. He's been
those,
a very good player.
He's one of those players who, and this happens, this just happens to players from time to time. You can see it, just the wheels come off. And a lot of it might have been coaching, and a lot of it might have been attitude. A lot of it might have been the way that he was treated and the way that he was used by...
I mean, the fans booing when he pulled up for three.
And he's not, you know... That's
a New York thing. That was
maybe he's not used to being like... He's not used to the way that he was kind of treated as when he came in. He was kind of treated as you're the clear number three. And he's, you know, he's been a Robin before, but he's never been like a Batgirl, you know? So,
I mean,
I don't know. What do you think?
He's definitely stubborn, right?
Yeah.
He doesn't want to relinquish like the ball handling duties. He wants it in his hand at all times. You just can't do that with LeBron on your team.
That's right.
Yeah.
But at the same time, when you just look at him individually, he can't shoot the ball anymore. Yeah. I think that hurts so much. And he used to be able to shoot. His mid-range pull-up
so
was
weird, is
crazy.
Like, that's not usually something that goes away with age.
Well, I wonder if
I don't think he was.
But over time, you don't usually lose your shot.
I think, he
if he can't get to the point, you know, if he can't get to the high point of his jump.
That's the thing, too. Like, I think his release point is kind of, I think he shoots, like, at the peak of his shot. So when he's coming, like when he's coming down and not on the way up, he's not as athletic as he used to be.
Yeah.
So that plays a part.
I mean, he's old. He's like 32 years
old.
A
lot of his shots are short. That has something to do with like your release point and how high you jump.
Exactly. And I think that's from what I could tell from watching him is that he's not shooting the ball from the top where he used to shoot it from, the release point, right? And his legs are not there as much as they were.
That's with age.
Yeah, that's just what happens.
He's still super explosive and athletic. That's the
nobody can. Not everybody can be Chris Paul, you know?
Which, man, out of everybody, man, I hope he can get a ring this year.
Yeah.
I've always liked Chris Paul.
I want him to get a ring, but it's just honest. Like if the Warriors are still in there, then obviously I want Steph to get as many rings as possible.
That's good. Yeah,
if they lose, then I'm – Phoenix all day.
Well, who do we got? Who do we got in the championship right now? Who do you guys think is going to go? We won't pick the championship, but what teams are going to be there?
I mean,
still got the Bucks and the Warriors, huh?
I had Warriors and Bucks.
But
the Bucks could lose to the Celtics.
Yeah, they could.
I just think I don't know how you stop Giannis every game.
Yeah,
I'm going to go Heat Warriors.
Ooh, I like
that's
the Heat.
Interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
Because if we're going to keep going with these series, I mean, Miami looks.
They look good. Look good.
They do look good, but at the same time, I don't think they've really had like a tough test because Hawks, but Trae Young, that's the only person who can score on a team. You bottle him up, you win the game, and then Embiid gets hurt.
I think
we don't even talk about James Harden.
But I think that a lot of it, I mean, that defensive plan is.
No, it is amazing. It's one of the top two or three best defenses in the league, for sure.
Like I don't think you can necessarily just like outscore just everybody. Like as in you can't just put together a bunch of offensive weapons in basketball. In football it works a whole different thing. But I think the way they're playing defense right now is just outstanding.
They haven't been tested to me.
I would agree with that.
I applaud everything
we'll see,
that they're doing.
Yeah.
But I mean, you know, only thing you can do is just
If you play Embiid,
play who's matched up to.
That's true. But if you play Embiid, it's just it changes.
I agree.
It wouldn't be 2-0 right now. I would say if we want to talk about that series.
Yeah, no, I think that's exactly right.
I'd say 1-1 for sure.
Yeah,
maybe 1-1. I still think it could be.
You really like the Heat, don't you?
I do. I think
is that because it beat the Hawks?
No. Well, it's because of how they beat the Hawks.
Yeah. Right.
It's because of how they beat them.
You like the defense.
Yes.
Did you see that Scottie Pippen picked his top five, his starting top five lineup all time? He put himself on it, obviously. He took Michael. He put Giannis on there. And
I'm surprised
Shaq.
He put Michael on there.
Yeah, I know, right? With all the beef they've been having. And he put Magic on
there.
With
all the beef, which is wild in a way. I mean, you can't deny
but
the greatness.
It's Michael Jordan, right?
It's literally Michael Jordan.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I feel like someone just needed to be like, buddy, it's okay. We all know you were great, but you know, sometimes you just got to accept that you were the number two.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, there is probably some disrespect in a way.
No, absolutely.
I mean, he is one of the greatest. He's probably like top 50.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I mean, without him, I mean,
well, it's like,
they don't win.
Like I was saying earlier.
That's right.
I think they build a team. Like
in the NBA, you have to have help.
For sure. For sure.
And now they
unlike
got,
the NFL where you don't need help.
In every sport you pretty much need help.
There you go.
But the NBA, it's especially in this era of the super team.
I honestly think the era of the super team is over with.
You think so? Yeah. Wow. You heard it here first, guys.
It's dead.
Personally. The era of the super team is over. I think when you got franchises like the Heat and the Warriors and Boston right now, who have kind of homegrown their teams, you know, and aren't just bringing in players.
I do like that is more prevalent now.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's the way teams would prefer to do it. I know that for sure.
Even you talk about Milwaukee and Phoenix. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
They built teams.
Yeah.
I don't look
at
Milwaukee as a super
team. The story of Milwaukee
team.
Is wild.
Yeah.
Like how they just – they never like bottomed out,
mm-hmm.
like how everybody kind of wanted them to.
Well, that's going to be the story of the Hawks, I think. Never really bottomed out, but here we are, and that's a good transition.
We bottomed out.
That's
a good time.
That's a good transition, though. You guys, this are sad for
the Hawks
week.
Are out.
The Hawks are out of the playoffs. Have been now for a week, but
we only record once a week.
So
and it's hard for us to get this day,
you,
so we're lazy.
as a Hawks team, as a Hawks fan, mm-hmm. how do you feel about your season?
I mean, it'd be hard to say anything but disappointed.
Yeah. Because I mean, you as a Georgia person, you have been on a run of championships here recently,
yes.
right?
And I didn't think we were going to get to the championships. Championship. I feel like everybody else in the East got better.
Yeah.
And we kind of
stayed the same but got worse.
Same.
It's injuries that plague.
Yeah.
Injuries, COVID, man. We could never get on the same page, seemingly.
Yeah.
But I mean, a little bit of it is, I mean, hopefully we don't overcorrect.
What does that look like? What does an overcorrection look like to you?
Let's get rid of everybody but Trey.
Oh, wow. Yeah, like, that would be an overcorrection.
And obviously that, but, you know, like, I don't think we need to blow it up. I think there are moves that need to be made. Like, I think, obviously, as we've alluded to many, many, many times in this podcast already, Trey needs a number 2.
Yeah.
It can't be this revolving door of, okay, who's going to show up tonight?
Right.
You know, is it going to be Kevin Herter?
Yeah, yeah.
Kevin Herter, who drops 25. All right, now it's gonna be Bogey, who drops 25.
Right.
We need.
That's good for your third or fourth. You can't have that as your number two, is what you're
exactly.
saying.
Exactly.
They need players who can create their own shot.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's the biggest thing, because you look at the offense. Trae Young is the offense.
He is the offense. Yeah.
Clint Capella, he doesn't score unless it's a lob from Trae Young.
Mm-hmm.
John Collins is kind of, he can create his own shot, but he's not consistent enough.
Yeah.
He still gets lobs from Trae.
I still think.
And I think if he
just
hadn't got
for the
hurt,
record, I personally think that this is the best John Collins will ever be.
Okay.
I don't think he can get any better.
I don't think that that's a problem. Like, I don't think that
it is if you keep the roster like how it is.
Yeah,
so
especially when he's supposed to be, like he was built to be to be your number two.
I mean, he was a 20th pick in the draft.
I don't care where he was taken.
So I think what his role should be is he should be the glue of the team. He should be.
I can understand it. I'm with
okay.
you.
Like and Kevin Hunter, or God, I keep doing that. DeAndre Hunter, Kevin Herter.
Yeah.
All right, we got to have one of those guys change their names. It's too confusing for me. Herter should be the seventh guy off the bench, and he should be able to come in and get a bucket. He shouldn't be our starting two.
I wouldn't mind it if DeAndre Hunter was.
And DeAndre Hunter has got to stay healthy. And
he's a good player, man, but he just, I don't know. I don't see him as a number
two. We need a little
two.
More consistency. He's a great defender. But, like,
yeah,
you know, in game six, I guess, when we got out to the Heat,
mm-hmm.
that was the offensive thing that we've kind of been wanting from him.
Yeah, but it's not consistent.
And that's
probably blame it on injuries, but I think if he was around full time, I still don't think he would be that consistent,
yeah.
like 20, 25 points per game score.
I don't know if I need
it's
him.
It's still early, though, in his career.
Yeah.
Sure.
I don't know if I need him ever scoring 25.
Well, you're going to have somebody. You just talked
and,
about. You need somebody
well,
to be that number
saying,
two.
We've gotta make
so you think you got to go somewhere and get somebody.
Yes.
But one of those pieces are going to be gone, though.
That's kind of the problem is unless if – and I don't know how the lottery works at all.
yeah, I don't think you get a lottery pick, do you?
Cameron, you're the only one who would
know.
I
don't think the Hawks.
Well, we have the Knicks.
The
we have the Knicks lottery pick.
Oh, you do?
So it would have to be the 20 or like mid first round. Whoever. I think, yeah, we're going to have to either do something in free agency or, I mean, I think it's going to have to go. I mean, I think the easiest contracts to move are Bogey and Bogdan.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I think those pieces are going to have to go. But it's kind of annoying because it's like all of the stuff is there. We're just missing you know, we re-signed Lou Williams as opposed to going out and getting a number two.
Yeah, but he doesn't really play. And isn't this his last year anyway?
Yeah.
They just did it.
Because
his name is Lou Williams.
Right. Rightfully so, he deserves it.
Yeah, sure.
I was just thinking of like a move that we made in the offseason. Yeah.
I think the person with the most trade value is DeAndre Hunter. I think you honestly have to package him, probably a pick or somebody else.
I don't think they're going to, though.
I don't think they are either, man, but I really feel like they need to.
Think Capella is probably the one we trade.
But that's the thing, though. Capella, yeah.
Who wants Capella?
Look how they look. They play bad without Capella.
Yeah.
And Capella is that. I think you need that in this.
It's going to develop more.
I don't believe it.
he didn't believe it.
I think you are incorrect.
who's going to mentor that guy on the team?
Yeah.
He is literally he's a Capella type of player. Yeah. He literally is the same thing.
We'd have to go out and get an aging center.
You got one.
I mean, Capella's still pretty young.
That's true.
I mean, I can't think of an old center off the top of my head, but we'd have to go out. I mean, we're going to have to, and the owner just said in a press conference, literally on my way over here, that he's okay with paying the tax.
You're going to spend some money, huh?
Yeah, hopefully.
It'd be great to see that happen. I feel like you guys have been trying to homegrow this team like everyone else, and it hasn't really worked out.
Well, I think we've homegrown a lot of it. Yeah. I don't know the free agent market off the top of my head.
What's the coaching situation look like?
I mean, I feel like you keep Nate McMillan. I mean, he turned the team around last year.
Yeah.
And then this year, didn't they? They made it to the playoffs. They had
They
were good after the All Star break.
He deserves.
Both years after the All Star break.
I like him, but I think it's going to come down to next year.
Okay.
Now I think the biggest thing about it is that Trey likes him.
There you go.
And for sure.
Trey kind of has that pull, which he should.
Yeah. Superstar.
And you know, I mean. We should kind of ask Trey before we make moves.
So let's talk about Trey for just a second, because one of the things that he said coming out of that loss was that he had never been defended like that before. Since high school, right? So,
and, you know, it was because usually one of the other guys will go off for a game, and none of them seem to be able to.
Right. So let's talk about that. We were talking about him in comparison to Ja Morant and all this talk that's coming out now. Is there does Ja Morant get double teamed and he still scores 47 points, or you know, is what's the situation? Is Trey all hype, or is he the real deal?
No, he definitely is the real deal. It wasn't just one person that was shutting down Trae Young from the Miami team. It was a team effort.
Yeah.
Did you see that clip of like someone picked him up full court, and I think it was like Tyler Hero picked him up full court, and then another great defender picked him up at half court, and then like
smart.
It is great. It is a great strategy.
But it was
strategy.
Like three of the top 20 best defenders in the league are guarding him on one play. It's like, God, man, he is living in hell right now.
So yeah, you can't like him in the pick and roll is so deadly because one, his quickness, he's so quick, and his floater is ridiculous. And then I think the best part of his game is he's a facilitator.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, like I said earlier, I do think it's a little unfair that I've heard that he's not considered a superstar, but a person like Ja Morant
is just reactionary.
It is. Like, it is recency bias for sure.
Sure. Let's rewind a little bit. And there were people way overreacting saying, oh, Trae Young is better than Michael Jordan. It's like, okay.
Yeah. And if you run a little bit further than that, you know, he was a disaster of a pick for the Hawks. She should have never traded Doncic. She just kept Doncic, kept that pick. And so
I think it's funny that those two guys' careers will always be intertwined because of Trae.
Yeah, the view of Trae in the league has been a roller coaster. It's been up and down. Like he terrible pick. Oh, he's a superstar. Oh, now he can't you know beat a double team or whatever. So there's a you know I think we haven't seen the last of Trae, and I think he's got something to say. He's gonna come back strong.
I mean,
that's a good thing.
He seems
to look forward to
be always. I mean, he comes from kind of the Kobe Bryant cloth.
Yeah,
where. Any negative press is all of a sudden like heightened in his head.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming next year he goes off. But
or he has the worst shooting percentage of his entire career.
So he's had a really amazing year this year. Like, everything increased.
I mean,
he had the most points in the league.
Like most like points per game. He didn't assists per game or something.
Yeah. It was total points.
Total points he had. Yeah. Yeah, which he's done for. Not the first time he's done it.
I was thinking about this, and you as an AAU coach, and this doesn't need to be a long-winded answer, but so as we know how Trae Young plays, he's very much a pest and gets under the skin of everybody who's playing against. And, you know, with getting another all-star here, do you think having to play against Trae Young in AAU games has left a sour taste in any of these young stars' mouth and like, I'm not playing with that guy?
No.
No. But I was more or less parlaying that into you talking about AAU some.
No. I don't think so, man. I just think, I don't know.
He never seems to be, like in the All-Star games, he never seems to really be buddy-buddy with anybody.
I think he has friends in the league, but, I mean, he's still young. I don't
know. Yeah, he's like under 25 still. So.
Yeah.
He doesn't really mind that villain role, I don't think.
Oh, he loves it.
Yeah. Definitely, he loves definitely it. Embraces off it, of for it. Sure. I just think the Hawks need to build a better team. Look,
I agree with you.
I kind of compare him to, like, the role that he's in now is similar to what James Harden was in Houston.
Okay.
I think that I don't want.
Don't love that.
No, what I mean is, like, James Harden had the ball in his hand 24/7.
Yeah.
And he's the only one that creates for everybody.
That's right.
Obviously, when James Harden got Chris Paul, we know that. But he's the only one that creates for everybody. Like, Trae Young doesn't have that.
Right.
When, personally, if they don't make moves this offseason, I think it's going to be the same exact thing.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
And that's the scary part.
And do you.
The organization has to realize that.
And Schlink said he has to. He said we stayed pat.
Because at what point do you start talking about Trae looking around for somebody else to play with? You know.
I mean,
he's not going to stay. He wants to win, right? So he's not going to stay at the Hawks if the Hawks aren't going to make the moves necessary to.
And that's why I definitely think we will make the moves. I mean, Travis Schlink was the Warriors GM, so
he knows how to do it.
And he knows. I trust Travis Schlink. Even though we had a bad year this year,
mm-hmm.
I still think Travis Schlink is knows what he's doing.
I hope so, man. I'm not the biggest Hawks fan, but like I support him.
Yeah,
just
Because you got to listen to him on the radio all the
like
time.
I live down here. But
yeah, absolutely.
They just need to get this man some help because if they get him some help and he has one of the best records in the league, he's MVP.
He has
the MVP numbers.
Well, you have more you want to say?
No, we're good.
I was going to say, let's talk about a team who did get some help for their big man, Kareem, and the Lakers of the 80s. And we're going to talk about, for our fun segment today, we're going to talk about a new show on HBO. I guess it's new. It's newer.
It's right? The first season.
Yeah, first season.
Yeah, first season.
Winning Time, which has been controversial, and a lot of people enjoy the show. It's very popular, obviously. I just watched the first episode today, so I'm only one episode in. Spoiler alert, they win championships. I know that. But so you guys, talk to me about that. What do you guys think of the show?
So obviously this is before my time.
Yeah.
Obviously. I'm the only one here that was alive during all of this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Magic was drafted the year before I was born. So
really?
Yeah.
Wow. But obviously I knew the outcome. But I didn't know a lot of the intricacies of it all.
And you may still not.
There's things that we definitely don't know.
Yeah.
And we won't find out.
And, I mean, I don't know how 100% factual the show is.
That was going to be my question, too.
Yeah,
right?
And from what I've looked at, from what I've read and seen, there's a lot of people coming out saying, wow, this is not anywhere near, like, especially their characterization of Jerry West.
But I also think that could just be them, like, trying to be like, oh, I didn't really act like that, but you really
but
did.
You did.
That's a piece of you.
No,
like,
I agree
some
with
way,
you.
Some
yeah.
I think the other thing that's kind of telling is that Magic and Jeannie Buss both said that they have shows that they're trying to make.
Yeah.
So Magic show is out right now, isn't it? On Apple TV? Or
is it?
Yeah. I know there is
like
a documentary.
Episodes.
Okay.
Is that what he's alluding
no,
to?
No. He's trying to make a show about the
Showtime
Lakers.
Oh, okay, cool.
Oh, okay.
I think that's, and so it's like a lot of it could be they took that show, not my show. And
okay.
Now I'm angry.
I can believe that for sure.
But, and I know like there's some stuff that like the timeline doesn't really work out on.
Yeah.
But I don't know. You kind of have to move stuff together.
Sure. Absolutely.
But like, I always just assumed that it was Pat Riley who was the coach the entire time.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm with you on that one.
Yeah. I didn't realize Jerry West had been the coach.
Jerry, what's his Westhead?
And
Paul Westhead.
Yeah,
there it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't even know he was a person until the show.
I knew he was a person. I just didn't know I didn't know his coaching history.
Yeah.
And that assistant, because a lot of time whenever like somebody shows up, I'll pull up Wikipedia and just be like, all right. Who is this person? Yeah. And he kind of coached for a while. Like he had a long career off of which if you win a championship as an assistant coach who was given the head coaching job, you're going to get some other jobs.
I looked at he wasn't the head coach for the next year for the next championship. Pat Riley was.
Is that
right? And I'm assuming there's going to be more seasons.
Yeah.
I
wonder if he just like gave up and he just didn't want to coach.
Saying spoiler alert for an actual event.
Yeah, true.
But well, from what I read, I think Magic was like, I don't want to play for him.
Oh, is that right? Wow.
I don't know if I read it right.
Yeah, well, I mean, we'll find out, I guess.
I do hope that this show goes on for a while. Like, it just is going to kind of do all of
that.
Because I think, you know, getting into, like, the Magic and Dr. J.
Yeah.
Hi, that's you.
Yeah. Hey.
The Magic and Dr. J relationship was one I had never heard anything about, really.
Yeah, same. Yeah, yeah.
But
well, I think they set it up like that. I mean, I have only seen the first episode, but the way they set it up with starting off with Magic getting his diagnosis.
Yeah, I think it stops at that point.
That's exactly where their target is.
Because I want to see the Jordan and Magic.
You'll see a little bit of it. Yeah,
yeah. Well, I want to see the greatest game nobody ever saw.
Well, maybe maybe they'll move beyond. They're not gonna leave it with Magic getting HIV and being done. So
that would be crazy.
Yeah, I mean, that'd be really sad, right? He comes back.
I mean, hey, if he keeps talking, they might. we're gonna kill you off.
John C. Reilly is one of my favorite actors.
He is killing.
From the first episode, he is just amazing playing Dr. Buss.
It's like that the whole show.
Good, I'm glad to hear that.
He somehow is able because obviously he's more of a comedic actor.
Absolutely, yeah. And Adam McKay brings out his just like he's Adam. Him and Adam McKay go back. Him and then Will Ferrell and all that.
He does some really good dramatic scenes as well. But it's like, I didn't know John
he's
C.
Really
Reilly
good.
Had that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, man. He's
very
got,
good.
He can do both.
But
he's got the entire club set, man.
It's I like that. It definitely earns the HBO setting.
Okay. For sure.
Yeah.
Which
definitely.
I was kind of worried they were gonna like shy away from that.
Mm-hmm.
But
no, I was wondering. I was sitting here. I was like, I'm going to turn this on. I'm sitting here watching this in my office and I was thinking to myself, I wonder how far we're going to get into the show before I see a line of cocaine and a hooker, right? And it was it didn't take long. After they got rid of the HIV part of it, the Magic Johnson diagnosis piece, they go straight into it. Playboy Mansion, here we go.
What I will say is everybody back in that time.
Oh, yeah.
Better. Like, they are lucky they didn't have social media.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man.
They are so
lucky. Absolutely.
I mean, and it's that way.
We would look at people. The society would look at people differently.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, because
they would definitely test
just
the waters about what they put out on social.
Sure,
media.
No doubt.
The other thing, spoiler alert, I guess, it legit made me pause it and go in like a 10-minute Google search just to figure out if it's true. Is that Paula Abdul was the first Lakers girl?
Oh, wow.
That is crazy.
What?
I did not know that.
Because it's like Dr. Buss, like. Yeah, I mean, well, spoiler alert, but I was watching in the middle of the night.
I think people know about Straight Up What Tell. I think people know about the number one song in 1989, if that's what you're
I didn't even hear what you said. Oh, okay. Well, you know, we've been at this a while. I learned to continue
you
out.
Tune me out. That's cool. That's great. I appreciate that. Thank you.
It's a great partnership. No, but I mean, I think it's a fantastic show. I hope it wins several awards, and I hope it gets lots of seasons.
And the style of it's great too. Like the way that they go in and out of the filters and stuff they use on the you know, like, it looks old school,
and then it
comes into like this is what it looks like today, and then you know, like it's just it's the entire style of the show is
amazing.
We don't get a lot of
sports shows,
right? And even if this show is 99% just like woo, like I think it's fun, it's entertaining, it's on HBO. That's what it's supposed to be. So
yeah, that's what shows are supposed to be.
All right. Well, any final thoughts, guys, about TV or basketball or anything else?
I mean, I got the Warriors winning the championship. That's my final
thought. All right.
Who are you taking to win it all?
I'm going to take the Dallas Cowboys to win it all.
Look, man.
I will give you.
We don't have
I think Phoenix.
So
think
much
Phoenix.
Money.
Real quick. Are you a delusional Cowboys fan?
No, I'm a rational one.
Okay, cool.
Rational.
I'm the same
one. I'm glad to meet an actual rational Dallas Cowboys fan because most of us are absolutely delusional, and
fan is short for fanatic.
Yeah,
so.
Cowboys fan base is probably one of the worst fans.
It is
ever.
Absolutely. It absolutely
in
is.
History.
In the history of all sports. Oh man, that's good.
I literally just got a notification. Hawks won't be complacent. Owner Tony Rezin vows team won't stand pat offseason after losing
first round.
Repeating five games. It's like they knew I was on.
They were listening. Wait, that's not possible.
Man, they can say that. I'll wait until we see.
Obviously, I'm going to believe when I see it. Yeah. But that's better than them saying, nope, everything's good.
All right, guys, that's our final word for the day. Thanks for joining us, man. Appreciate you being here.
Thank you.
And guys, we'll see you next week.